An abstract artist left to obscurity. It's our talk on KCRW. Peter Krasnow was once a highly regarded abstract artist in mid-century Los Angeles. His work featured in museum shows, reviewed by critics, and purchased by a handful of collectors, too. But mention his name today, and the response might be, Peter who? KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp went to check out the first museum survey of Krasnow's work in almost 40 years. It's been a long time, and she's here now with a review on this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Nice to you.
Tell us a little bit about Krasnow's story and how he came to L.A.
It's a fantastic tale, isn't it? Coming from the Ukraine in 1886, his name is Reisberg, but it's changed to Krasnow by the immigration officials. He goes first to Boston. Then looking for work, he ends up in Chicago, where he wanders into the Art Institute and discovers these great modern paintings, and he wants to be an artist too, starts taking classes there, and then makes his way to New York City, which of course is always the center of art to a certain extent, marries this wonderful woman, Rose, a social worker of saintly disposition, and in love, they decide in 1922 to drive from New York to Los Angeles.
It's almost like the wagon trail, 1922, right?
Exactly. And he gets here, and he's very lucky. He moves into the neighborhood of what's called Tropico, which is now Glendale. And his neighbor is the famous modern photographer, Edward Weston. So he immediately had a toehold with this kind of lively band of young modernists in Los Angeles. And he was able to, from there, really develop a very unique style of art.
I love it. It almost has a Page Six New York Post element to it today. You know, right next door to the photographer, Weston. When we say abstract artist, which is what Krasnow was, that is a loose term. How would you characterize his paintings and his sculpture?
Well, in this show, you'll see that at the beginning, they're very dependent on sort of predictable models that you'd see in France or you'd see in New York. And but in the main gallery, you see how he sort of breaks out. He went back and forth between different mediums. In this show, there are quite a lot of these very large, rough-hewn, wooden, organic sculptures, and they're very attractive. They're very cool in many ways. But really, his breakout is this kind of abstract painting where he used symbols and calligraphy from Greek and Latin and especially Hebrew. Although he wasn't a really devout Jew, he, especially in the later years, pulled a lot of symbols from that. But the key here, the real key, is that his palette is so Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you have like salmon pink and chartreuse and turquoise, and they really look like paintings that could never have been painted anywhere else.
The curator of this show, Hunter, is interesting to me because he has organized a lot of exhibits of similarly neglected West Coast artists. You say that he had a West Coast tinge to him, right?
Michael Duncan has really built a whole career on this, and it's very worthwhile. He does a massive amount of research. He's a critic and a curator, and he has stood by the generation of artists who really precede L.A.'s first contemporary moment at Ferris Gallery. And Peter Krasnow is certainly one of them. And he quotes another artist well known at the time, and Lorser Feitelson, another abstract artist. And Feitelson called Krasnow the youngest old artist in Los Angeles and the oldest young artist because his art doesn't date, it's ever present. And I have to say, Duncan makes an argument for the fact that this work looks as contemporary today as it could, really. It doesn't have that sort of, this is dated modernist look to it. It doesn't look like it comes from the 40s or something.
From decades ago, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to check it out. Well, mm-hmm. You can too. Peter Krasnow, Maverick Modernist, on view through September 25th at the Laguna Art Museum in Orange County. Hunter Drohoyoska with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.